The fuck was that?
It's a Bigfoot. It's a Bigfoot call.
Is that you're practicing?
Yeah, you gotta go.
Now all this free time, you want to go out there and look for them?
Bigfoot. Like Mr. Girl tells me, she's gonna give me some edibles, and I told her, don't do that. I'm gonna go crazy.
I was gonna say, didn't you have some before and you didn't hit you right or some shit?
It fucking slowed my reflexes down to a fucking crawl.
Yeah, dog, it's fucking weed. Like, I need to stop cussing. I'm gonna try not to cuss this episode.
What, man?
Yeah, man, it's weed. What'd you think it was? It's not an upper, it's usually a downer.
I mean, I'm just used to lines of coke, so, you know.
You're like, I just do all the meth at once.
All of it. All of it.
Usually in pill form. I go ahead and go practice with it and crush it and snort it.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of, because, you know, we're in quarantine still, apparently. Not really.
Rona. Rona 19 Rona, slash 20.
Rona. Why is it called 19?
Because it was, I think the outbreak was broken in 19. It broke in 19.
But China was keeping that shit under wraps, so the 20.
No. Didn't it hit in fucking 19?
No.
Whatever. I think that's the reason why it's 19.
Illuminati. They need a retcon themselves.
You should listen to the latest Bill Burr podcast with Joey Diaz podcast with Sam Tripoli. Mm-hmm. You love that guy. That guy is such a conspiracy theory person. Like, he's got a gigantic thing. He was talking about the whole Kobe thing.
Mm-hmm.
Gigantic. I was like, wow, man.
Yeah, I'll have to do that then.
This is craziness.
I am into that shit. Welcome.
Welcome back. To Monday's Locker Room Talk.
Hashtag Monday's Locker Room Talk.
So usually...
Hashtag Big Dick Mister.
Usually, I bust your balls for not doing a podcast every week, right?
Almost died again, son.
But I gave you the benefit of the doubt because this time there is a legitimate reason for us not getting a podcast out.
Died.
So do you want to talk about how you have to have emergency dick reduction surgery?
I did. It just got too big. You know when you blue ball yourself too much?
And it just builds up?
It builds up.
But this is your dick and not your balls.
Yeah, exactly.
So like, what do you have to give up? A couple inches?
You're doing that edging?
You gotta have a certain level of discipline for edging, man.
I'm not there, man.
You're like, no, babe, I ain't gonna finish yet. No, I'm gonna give it a second. I'm gonna think about some baseball stats. You know who you are. I'm gonna think about some baseball stats, and then I'm gonna get right back at you. we're gonna transition into another position. That way, I can focus on these baseball stats.
Whatever works for you, man. You gotta go for it. Yeah, man. No, hello.
Everybody's got their own tricks of the trade.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
You know, I think of, let's see, what the fuck do I think of? I just think of all kinds of random shit.
Yeah, everybody's got tricks of the trade or moves. You know what my move is, dog?
Mm.
I just randomly flick people in the forehead. It's in the middle of it. I'm like, no, we're not done yet. Then click. That's my move. It might sound a bit aggressive, but I'm going to tell you right now.
It works, right?
It works.
He's just like, all right, enough doggy. I want to see a new one.
Next.
All right, now you get on top.
It's a very, very easy clue as to what the next thing that has to happen.
I want to do that one where you lay on the bed, then I just kind of put my dick straight down and choke you with it. All right, here we go. That can't be pleasant, right?
It depends on how much
a fucking Mortal Kombat fatality.
It depends on how much of a freak you are, dog. That and also like how the bendy part of your dick can do, right? Because if you have a really, really, really tall bed, and that means the quote unquote female. Any female listening to this podcast right now is like, oh fuck, here we go. If you're a female and you're laying face up on the bed. Mm-hmm. And the bed's really high to the point where, like, your face is already near the ballish region, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means your penis, in, medical terminology, mm-hmm. will have to literally almost do a 180-degree bend downwards. That's a very strong angle to try to do while erect. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. It's easier if you have a low-setting bed where if you had to, you could just do a little mini squat. A little mini squat.
That's a lot of pressure on the neck, too.
A lot of pressure on the neck. Also, you know, I also call this the Halo teabag move. Because that's exactly what you do to people in Halo after you kill them. And you're just like, and the dead bodies. I miss, like, 2000s Halo.
Is Halo Reach remastered? Is that a thing or not?
I think they're literally thinking about doing it, but I don't know if it... I mean, that game is somewhat new. It's not like it's Final Fantasy VII remastered. You know what I mean? Like, that's a beautiful game.
It's a from fucking what I've seen. Beautiful game.
Yeah.
My sister literally... That's all we do. We watch fucking Final Fantasy VII.
I want to play it, but I'm a little upset at myself, my younger self, my broke ass younger self for not ever playing the original one so that I could have those max moments that he's having where he's like tearing up at different parts of that game. Mm-hmm. I didn't play that game when I was younger, so that to me isn't going to be as emotional. Now, if they had like a Legend of Legaia or Legend of Dragoon, or if they had like Chrono Trigger remaster, man, I'd be all about it. I'd be losing water from my eyes.
I want Ape Escape remastered.
Ape Escape would be good. I think that is. I don't understand why they don't remake that game. It's such a simple game. It's literally like a kid's game, but it's just a lot of fun.
So many fucking bugs out here, bro.
It's that in between where mosquitoes are rampant because it's cool enough for them to survive, but it's getting hot now.
I don't want to be that bitch yet, but there's too many bugs out here and shit.
Have you turned on your air conditioning yet?
My car?
No, your house.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah.
I was going to say, you must have had to because it's been toasty out here. No. It was over 100 a day, right?
Yeah, it was about 100 today. I stayed in all today. I was just doing the little DIY projects and shit.
I saw your Instagram.
Fuck yeah, son.
DIY like a mofo. I had a tap out at some point today because I was outside working in the garage and I had a tap out. I was like, dude, it's getting toasty. Even though I'm lucky that my garage does not face the sun. But it was like over 100 a day, and I was like, oof. Your boy is not ready for it. Because I could tell the first day of pulling a good 5-6 hours in the garage the other day, I was underhydrated. Because by the end of the day, I was a little off. I was like, ooh, I don't feel so good.
So you're going to go back to your wood project and be like, this shit ain't level.
I'm like, why did I make a pentagon?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, dude, woodworking literally is all about having super well-tuned tools and having everything be square. It is so freaking annoying when you put so much time and effort into something and that's just not square and then it just doesn't look right or fucking fit right.
Mm-hmm.
So annoying.
Damn, man.
I'm finally getting it.
Vila over here.
Dude, I've been killing the game. I'm like...
If you don't dress up as Bob Vila for a fucking...
Dude, the way my hair is growing, I might have to.
Yeah.
With this Rona bullshit, I got about two ways of going.
Come get this Bob Vila dick.
Come get this flannel dick.
I'll fix it right.
The way this COVID's going, I'm going two ways, dog. Either I'm going to let my hair grow out again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to shave it. Remember when I shaved my head? I didn't like buzz it, but like I didn't like shave it. Remember I buzz cut it? Is that what it's called? What is the terminology? Yeah. What is the right word I should use?
Yeah, buzz cut it.
Yeah, buzz cut it. I might go that route.
It's a lot of fucking
head. You'd be like, damn, you do have more head than I thought.
That's a lot of fucking head. Look like a turtle shell.
Funny enough, like as I've gotten older proportionally, like I've gotten lower end heavy on my head. What I mean by that is like when I shaved it, I thought I had a lot more up top, you know, like more dome coverage. But it turns, I mean, I got a giant ass head. Case in point, why I don't have a motorcycle because I'd look like a fucking jack-o'-lantern running around. But I got a lot more jaw circumference now than I do with the upper. It's really weird. I'm not fitty with my dome, but it's fine. I don't give a shit.
Man, you're
I'm on that Rona right now.
Your head is the only thing that doesn't stop growing, probably.
What I should do, this would be a funny experiment, is I should really just use the same. What's the little clipper? Is that what it's called? The thing that goes above the little cutter,
mm-hmm.
That plastic guard.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The one you only use for your balls?
Yeah. I should use the same one that I use on my face for my head and then try to figure... like your face when I said... I'm going to use the same one I use on my balls, dog.
My balls haven't been in anything curious.
Look at this ominous-looking truck. Anyways.
It's a nice landscape. He has a lawnmower and a
He stole bucket. That lawnmower. That truck doesn't look like it's ever held a lawnmower in its life. Anyways, what I should do is use the same guard on my head than I do on my face mm-hmm. and just do a personal experiment as to what hair grows faster. And I'll just continue to let it go. Soon enough, I'll be like combing my hair and my chin over into my skull if this COVID bullshit continues.
There you go.
How long do you think it's going to go for, really? Like, come on. How long? How long until the government's like, yo, man, yo, we Trump, have about 50 million.
Trump already told all the governors. He's like, look, this shit's up to you because I'm real tired of this bullshit and they won't let me out this motherfucker and I need to get out this motherfucker. Somebody literally asked him, they're like, oh, so, sir, when's the last time you were out? He's like, February. They let me out for 2 hours because I had to go tell this boat, nice boat. And then they dragged my ass back in. And I've been here ever since then, talking to you fucks.
I bet you, dude. I bet you that he is so tired of being cooped up at home.
Fuck yeah, he is.
He's like, dude, I have to deal with that dumb, bitchy-looking model mm-hmm. wife I have that probably doesn't put out.
Right.
And is probably kind of some sort of secret agent for some other country.
She looks like that. She looks like, if you remember Austin Powers, the Fembot. Like the robot.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah.
She looks
like
that. She looks exactly like that.
Yeah, man. He's got to go stir crazy. He's trying to probably get himself some porn star side piece somewhere.
He just probably wants to do some lines of coke. And they're like, no. Yeah, he's like, no, I haven't been out. They're like, oh, so you haven't been on vacation? He was like, N-word. Vacation? He's like, I have not been out of the White House. He's like, it's a very big house. I've been in all the rooms. Guess what? I'm bored of all the fucking rooms in the house.
I mean, yeah. I can't imagine this could go on for long, man.
It's like, I feel you. Like, after the first month, it's like, wow, this is the room where Kennedy fucked Marilyn Monroe.
The big...
I've seen it like 5 times, right? It's cool.
The big scary part is the idea that they're saying this shit can come back in the winter. And it's scary only because I'm not prepared to do this again in the wintertime.
Fuck that.
You know what I'm saying?
Like that.
Like, we just need to get moving.
That's why I'm going to stock up all year. I'm just going to keep buying toilet paper and fucking meat. I'm going to go kill a deer just so I have enough meat.
That'd be the way to go, man. You kill one deer a year, you probably have the meat for your whole year.
What you got to do is start killing hobos.
Wow. And do what with them?
Eat their meat, too.
Oh, no thanks. I'll become vegetarian before that happens. Fuck that.
Some human meat?
It's like, yeah, you want... How much meth content do you want in your meat? 20% or 30%?
Spicy.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, no.
Tastes like bathroom.
Thank
you. Dude, it smells like hella weed out here.
Hey, like man. He's probably right here somewhere. Just trying to get those edibles for you.
Oh, man.
Dude, man.
Yeah.
It's craziness, man. It's craziness. But whatever. I mean, it is what it is. I had a couple days off this week, man. I was so fucking productive.
Dude, your ass didn't come help me be the fucking Neo.
I was so... Yeah, I can. In fact, maybe tomorrow, because I gotta take Emma to get a haircut.
Fucking tired of that game.
Yeah, man. Wait, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how misery loves company. Let's talk about this right now.
I mean, I only played for like 2 hours, but I got through that one part.
Yeah. Oh, the wall, like a ton of fucking demons just walking around, chilling, playing cards and shit.
Yeah, they're just right there. No, I got through that one part that I was playing with you where, you know, where I couldn't get through.
Yeah,
that?
Yeah, the skull thing. Yeah.
I saw
giant skull with a giant axe the size of my dick.
Yeah. So then I was like, I can do this. So I cleared out, like, I went through all those rooms right there.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this is fucking easy. I got this. So I went down and I bothered that fucker. I'm like, I shot him with a few arrows. And then I killed him with a few arrows. And he got back up. I was like, he, like, reincarnated. I was like, yo, what the fuck, homie?
Oh, you probably broke his key down, which is his energy or whatever.
I was like, what the fuck? And then, so I'm like... And then, like, his health came back as half. I'm like, all right, you want to play this way? I'm like, okay, we're going to play this way. So I took out my musket. I'm like, I'm going to shoot this motherfucker in the head. I'm going to do it Tupac style.
And so, took this musket sideways?
Yeah. And then, so I went down there and shot him right in the head. He went down. And I took out my fucking ninja, what is it, that shit with the...
Oh, the Kurosama?
Yeah, yeah, that thing. It's like a nutsack and a knife on it.
Yeah.
And then I chopped him up and he's dead. I was like, that's what's up. And then fucking went down more. And then I went down a little bit more. And then I went down to like this water area. And I went down to this cave. And then fucking turtle with a fucking shiny shell came at me. And I was like, what the fuck is this, man? And then it wanted to fight me. And I'm like, I ain't prepared for this. But then it didn't fight me. I think I hit it and it gave me some shit.
Yeah, the turtle's not bad. That room that you're in down there, right where you're talking about right now, is a lot of fucking demons back there. Pain in the ass.
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, I can do this. I'll just lure all these people in here. And then I lured all the people in there. And then apparently, the camera won't back up anymore. And so I got stuck in the fucking corner and he hit me. I was like, oh, okay, well, this
won't work. You're about... like 85 to 90% through that level. You're at the very end.
And then I started just running around trying to get like figure out where you're supposed to go. I was like, fuck, I just run through it. I don't know where I'm supposed to go though.
So you know where that turtle is?
Yeah.
You keep going down that area and there'll be another cave that you gotta go through that and then you'll be at the next area. You'll be at the boss basically. Good luck with that boss. But anyways, yeah, it's a fun game, man. It's a fun game, but there's a lot of learning. There's a lot of learning. There's that game is I would even say too complicated.
It is too complicated.
It's too complicated. Way too complicated. Too many mechanics, too many options, and you haven't even broken the fucking seal yet. Wait until you get to the crazy shit where you gotta do weapon mechanics and reforging and breaking shit apart and transferring skills and. I mean, just everything is a cluster. That game is so ridiculous. I want to know how high people got to be able to develop a game like that. It's crazy. I'm like, hey, man, can we just go back to Donkey Kong Country 2?
Pretty much.
We need to be somewhere in the middle. But it's so much my shit, I can't just not play it. I started playing Nioh 2, number 2 of the game you were talking about. And, man, I'm all about it right now. I've only died about 102 times. Give or take, but that's not bad. You're probably like, god damn, you've died 102 times. Yeah, okay, I've died about 102 times, but I beat about one region, which is about like a dozen maybe less levels. That's pretty good for that game. This is how difficult this game is,
dude. Fuck that.
Yeah, it's all my shit though, man. Do you see the chick I made for that game. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? DNA, dog. DNA.
I can't wait for the ninja sex scene. Oh, yeah. Give me that samurai sword.
Where's the dick all right when you need him?
Yeah, bust down that katana. Sit on this.
Speaking of which. Anyways. Yeah.
Sit on this, what is it? Kurigasa or whatever the fuck
Kurisama?
You said. Yeah. Bust on like this Kurisama.
Oh, jeez. Make it stronger.
Yeah. Give me them juices.
Dude, it's been funny to see all these hoes on Instagram just
losing it, dude.
They're losing it. All these hoes have been cut off their regular schedule of dick.
And dick
attention.
And coke. And attention.
Attention.
And dick. And coke. And attention.
And bar nights. And going out with their girls. And blah, blah, blah. And dude, they're all going crazy. Also, they're all slowly getting to their normal, like, perfect shape.
Yeah, they're reverting. Instead of their perfect form, they're going back.
Yeah, well, they can't make all their lip injection appointments and their tit job appointments and their boob job appointments. Their hair is starting to look all ratchety. Mm. Bitches can't even cut their own nails anymore. They got to always go to somewhere. So it's freaking hilarious how you just see these chicks just breaking down. Like breaking down where you're just you're losing it. Like you're
walking back and forth in the hall.
Yeah, you're doing dumbass poses in the corner of some... just the same freaking four corners that you have in your house because you're just stuck in your house.
Yeah,
it is hilarious. Like,
fucking get a project to do, man. Fold some clothes or something.
Dude, it'd be the worst to date a chick like that. Because then ultimately, that's their whole life, right? And so when shit like this happens, they have nothing. they have nothing. Nothing that gives you like a personality or like a stance on life where you're just a well chiseled out person. You're just been used to people complimenting you on your looks and taking pictures of you half naked and giving you money just because you show a little outline of the Hello Kitty. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. It's crazy. This is the only time where you could, maybe not. Well, this is the only time where you could do something like that. You don't have to fuck a dude for money, right? Like, like prostitution has been a thing forever, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, you had to fuck dudes for that money. Now, you just got to pull your underwear as high as you can and show some outline and just throw a cam on. And you can already be buying PS4s for your side bay. You know what I'm saying? PS5s. Yeah, that's a joke. It's just crazy to me. It's crazy. But that is what it is. And the funny part is the thirst is real. Like, that is the thing that powers that whole industry. Yeah, because man. Because
once again, the coochie sells is worth way more than dick.
Fuck yeah it is. You know what I find the most hilarious? You'll see hoes post whatever they post, and you'll see dudes in the comments like, oh man, you're beautiful, and oh da da da. Like, you know these comments where they're trying to kind of break the ice and hoping that the chick sees them, but that way the girl's like, oh, I appreciate you, you know, thinking I'm beautiful, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, do you think that happens? You're following a chick that's got, like, I don't know, 100,000 plus followers, and you think that your little white knight comment is going to be the thing that's going to bring her to the point of, like, oh, man, this guy must be a nice guy. I'm going to reach out to him.
Hey, man, I mean, stranger things have happened,
you think,
right?
So? I think it's just a percentage game?
Yeah. If you put enough hearts and kiss emojis under enough hoes comments, one of these dumb hoes will take the bait. Like, oh, Mr. Frosty XOXO, I think he really meant it.
And then what? The ho is in state A, and you're in, like, country B, and you're just hoping it's just going to work out? You're going to get...
You just...
What are you hoping for?
Up. You just hit him up and being like, oh, I really appreciated that comment you told me. That really filled me with the self-confidence I needed.
And you're like, I got from my dad.
Yeah. That my dad never told me. And you're like, oh, I'm glad I could provide that. I feel you really need a strong individual in your life. You're like, yes. Yes, I do. And then you meet up. You just have some raw, unprotected sex. And then maybe you hit it off. Or maybe you go your own ways. Who knows? And then the cycle starts.
You're going to fly to some other country for this?
Hey, man, the power of the cooch makes you do ridiculous stuff.
Oh, man.
Right now, we can go to Japan for $49, man.
They won't let you in the country. Get the fuck out of here. They're going to be like, you can't come in here.
So, right now is the
perfect Gaijin.
You trying to invade? You cannot
come into this country.
You invade our country. Look, man, right now is the perfect time to be sending out the heart emojis and the little kisses and the
motherfuckers got nothing to do
flower
right now.
Emojis. Throw them down there on your favorite Instagram models post. She look, we just said
They're losing their minds.
Throw it down there.
It might work out, right?
Get a $20 round trip ticket to where she lives. Where does she live? Utah? That's where all the hoes live, Utah.
Really? I've been seeing a lot of hoes in Texas.
Oh, that's a big hoe country right there. Texas.
There's Canada. Some hoes in Canada.
I don't think they'll let you in Canada. But, you know, in the United States, fucking go for it. What you got
to lose? Travel the U.S.
Travel it. Look.
That should be the ultimate. Dude, how come nobody has made this movie? Mm. Where, you know, there's always those stupid, mostly 2000s movies where it's like guys, dumb trips, right? Like Road Trip and, you know, those dumb movies. Euro Trip.
Fucking awesome.
So they should make one of those stupid movies about, like, guys that are trying to, like, basically hook up with chicks from all every state in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just, like, driving around. It's probably, dude, you know what? Now that I think about it, it's probably not that hard to do.
Yeah, man.
It's probably not that hard to do if you really, really, really think about it. And once again, you're not going to be getting tens. If your goal is to get tens all right, you might want to chill. But if your goal is to get, like, you know,
five and above, five to like seven, maybe eight.
That's I would imagine. I mean, how much time are you giving yourself? I'm thinking about, you're taking on a road trip throughout the U.S. I mean, you do a couple,
just a couple states.
Yeah, a couple states. You're not living in every state your whole life.
Like, I got 6 months, or I got a year.
Yeah, I think it's doable. I mean, think about how easy it would be to go to a state. You go to a bar, dude. Everybody's always trying to get laid at bars. And after this, Rona situation, dude, it's gonna get buck ass wild. I predict that after this Rona situation, it's gonna be like, what's going on with this guy? After this Rona situation, it's gonna be like Matrix 3 rave scene in the fucking caves. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Matrix 3
where everybody's just fucking
and grinding and just getting sweaty and shit?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's gonna be after Rona. Like, all these people are gonna be going out, especially like in places like Tempe, where it's a university town, where kids just, they've been pent up. They've probably been going home. They had to be home with their parents while they could have been living in the dorms. All those people are just itching to just get new STDs. STDs can go rampant in colleges.
Look, man, the STD don't take you down. The corona might. So you might as well just throw some emojis down there, see what happens.
Yes.
Get on, what the fuck, your video chat. If I can throw some fucking...
There you go, man.
Throw some...
Send some DMs. You never know how those DMs are taken. Just don't be that dude who's like, your opening DM is a dick pic.
Yeah. I mean...
Don't be that guy.
Hey, man. I would normally say don't do it, but look. We don't know how much time we got. The Super Rona might show up. The Final Form Rona might show up. If you want to fucking... send a DM pic. Your opening DM be a picture of your non-impressive dick. Fucking go for it, man.
I would love some honest statistics on something like that from a male and female standpoint, right? A male, as far as like how often a dick pic has. See, this is a whole study, dog.
It's fucking Big Dick Willie. I'm pretty sure it's 100%.
No. This is a good survey.
Survey. Yeah, I got 100% hit back rate. Crazy, huh?
You're like, yeah. I wonder why. You look like you have literally a fucking Culver's cup between your legs, bro.
I also have 0% body fat. Isn't that weird? I don't sweat when I jog my 12 miles a day.
I was like, yeah, my fucking dick root literally connects to the veins. Dick root. That will forever be an easy, fun word. Anyways, nasty. I would be curious at the statistics of how often from a male standpoint that is, that this is my stupid analytical brain, how effective that is from a male standpoint to send that out. And then of your high percentage winners, runners, high percentage, what are we calling this? High percentage...
your winners.
Whatever. High percentage people. What are we talking about? Dick size here, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm also curious about a female standpoint, how often that works. And then also, is there any correlation or causation when it comes to dick size and how often that works, right? Or maybe it's just some dude's got a photogenic dick.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's just like, oh wow,
he's got great
photogenic something.
Like you know, sometimes when you see some cosplay hoes, and you're like, yeah, you're not trying very hard. All you're doing is just showing walls,
right?
And then you'll see some other cosplay hoes. You're like, wow, okay, you got a photographer, and you have props, and you have a legitimate cosplay costume, and you have good editing effects, and all this other shit in your photos. I wonder, maybe there's like a version of that for dudes.
So you're like, they put the vein just right in the light, in the camera lens?
Yeah, so it gives a better shadow at the end.
Like, they're like, wow, I bet that can pump all kinds of fluid.
Yeah. Gotcha. And then, you know, the dick is just in a good spot and the lighting is on point, so it casts a shadow. You're just like, wow, it's like a mountain in the middle of the fucking sunrise.
It looks like a sundial.
A sundial. It's like, it's 12 o'clock. Wherever he's at right now.
I'll be his midday attention.
I can tell by the angle of the light that he's living in the northern hemisphere.
Yeah.
If he sent this to me at this time.
Hey, I don't know. Maybe. I'm just saying, guys, shoot your shot, geez. Man. Shoot
hey,
your
man,
shot.
In these days of Rona, you gotta go for it.
You gotta go for broke.
How many people you think are like reevaluating? I can't even fucking talk. I need caffeine.
Reevaluating. Revolvulating?
Yeah. They're percolating.
They're percolating it all.
How many people do you think are reevaluating their like jobs and what they do for a living? You know what I mean? Or how many people are really thinking about, God, I have nothing going on except for my job?
Probably a lot of people.
Right?
Like, I wasn't reevaluating it. I was like, when they're like, oh, yeah, we don't really probably need you for a while. I was like, that's cool. Like, I don't like you people. I don't like being here. I don't like doing this job. And they're like, oh, yeah, we knew that already. I'm like, good. I just want to make it clear that I don't like being here.
I want to know
and
I don't like you. We're on the same page.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page. This the Rona hasn't changed any of my feelings towards any of you. And, yeah, don't call me until this is over. They're like, okay. I'm like, so I'm still getting paid, huh? They're like, yes. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, see ya, goofy fucks later. And then I went away.
That's how, really? That's they how just worked. They just were like, here, have a paycheck.
Yeah, it's like half of it, whatever. I was like, I don't care. The thing is, I'm still getting money. That's all that
That's
matters.
Still a good deal, though, especially if you can manage to not have to worry about bills, right? Like, if you keep... This is another argument for why you should probably keep your bills as low as possible for as long as possible, really, because then when shit like this pops off, if you were smart and you got a couple bucks saved up, then you'll be good to go.
Hey, man, that's why everybody's buying fucking Tigers right now with their Trump checks. I'm
Tigers.
Tigers. I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm going to keep this money for a long time.
Too many people buying fucking watching Tiger King. I haven't seen that yet.
Dude, it is interesting that this gay dude who's full of meth, gave out so much meth to other people, had a lot of good ideas. And everybody's like, no, he's a dumb fuck. But they all keep trying to do his same ideas and they can't do them as good as him. And they don't like it. They don't like him for it.
So you're on this Tiger King's guy side.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the show at all, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You cannot not be on his side.
It seems like it gets crazy. I mean, I sent you that one cartoon. Yeah. And I kind of got an idea of kind of what's going on. But
yeah, but that's like there's other crazy parts, too, that you'll be like, okay, yeah. Like, he definitely does some stuff wrong. But the main gist of it is he had an idea. He fucking did it. Yes, he made a whole bunch of money off of it, and yeah, he probably abused some tigers too. Who cares? Nobody gives a fuck. But the main point is, he's doing these ideas, and other people keep trying to do them and steal his ideas, and they're like, "No, he's a dumb fuck. I can do his ideas better," but they can't.
Is it? Once again, I have not seen it. Is it filmed in a way that's like very, like novella-like or some shit? Like,
no,
like,
they kind of...
Is it like a documentary? Is it? Then why is it... It's very funny, interesting to me that this is taking on such a big following. Like, it's huge. I mean, this is... Everybody talks about it. It's almost like Game of Thrones was.
It's because you didn't know how crazy these fucking white people are until you see it and you're like, shit.
Well, I guess. I haven't seen it yet. I might watch it. I have to get on Netflix.
And then really, you're like, so there's that many tigers in the U.S.? At any given moment, there's 5,000 tigers in the U.S.? So you're saying at any moment these tigers can just fucking lose their shit and go crazy and kill us all? Okay.
Well, 5,000 cool. Isn't that bad when you really think about how big the U.S. is. But if they ever got together and fucked, we got a problem.
And any forest... The two tigers go into, you're never going to see those fucking tigers again.
Oh, no. Nobody's saying that. Yeah, you'll never catch them. But my point is, if they start breeding and take over an ecosystem, yeah, we're kind of fucked.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Like, isn't that the problem in, what is it? Tibet? No. What is the place where they have tiger issues? Cambodia?
India?
Mm-hmm. Oof.
Yeah, and then they're like, yeah, we got to leave the tigers alone. And then the tigers just come out sometimes. They're like, I feel like killing some people. And then they fucking kill some people. Fucking big ass tiger. You don't know how big a fucking tiger is until the dude is right by a tiger. He's like, hey, this
tigers
my pet
are
tiger.
Big, dude. And the problem
fucking
is
tiger paw is like as big as my steering
yeah,
wheel.
Yeah, man. Tiger paws are like the size of your head.
And then the dude's like, they're like, the other lady's like, or the dude's like, yeah, the other lady fucking Carol is like, you don't want to put him in a cage. He's like, fuck that. It's a tiger. It's going to kill you. I'm putting this bitch in a cage. I'm like, hey, man, I'm with this dude. We're putting this bitch in a cage. And, yeah, he's like, don't let that fucking thing get you. He's like, because it's a tiger. It's going to kill you.
Yeah, man, we've said it a million times on this podcast, and we do it every couple months. Big cats are not a joke.
Damn, that Asian man is the most Asian man I've seen.
One, I was going to say about that.
One, he works at fucking Yogi's Grill.
Uh-huh.
It's a where they make teriyaki bowls and sushi.
Isn't teriyaki two, a fucking Korean thing, though? Isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Two, he is driving a Toyota. You know Asians love Toyotas. Three, as soon as he came out this restaurant, after he got done closing up, he started smoking. Four, he got in his Toyota Camry or Toyota 4Runner as he was smoking and just fucking fucked all the...
Teriyaki is Japanese.
Told you. He was just like, fuck every law there is to the road. And he just drove off smoking. Might as well have been a fucking ox, man. He just was hella Asian.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't understand. Maybe it's an old school thing, but Asian people stereotypically... Once again, stereotypically, love to smoke.
Hey, man, I don't know if it's a stereotype, but it's true. Like, I love me some fucking beans.
I wonder what it is in that culture that's about smoking. Maybe it's just back in the day, it was so prevalent. Dude, you know, you feel this right now? Not that guy. Do you feel this right now?
What? Coolness? Slight coolness?
No, man. I don't remember what it was like to be in the middle of the fucking darkness and it be this fucking hot. I'd forgotten.
It's not even hot yet.
I might be sweating right now.
We're a little sticky.
A little warm.
It's probably from all the hand jobs, but you know, whatever.
What does that say, 93? 93 in the middle of the darkness.
We're not even that dark.
Man, that's crazy. There's no light. No light, dog. This is artificial light. This is light bulbs light.
Light bulbs.
This is not natural light.
Yeah, we
That's
got a lot
crazy.
Of light.
I've forgotten about this. I got spoiled, man, because we didn't really get cool or hot until now.
Just right now, yeah.
We're like, we had cool weather since November.
We're gonna
December, January, February, March, April. We had about 5 months of that shit, dude.
Spoiled,
damn, that's
son.
Crazy.
Spoiled.
That never happens. Remember how we usually have a winter of 4 months, and we're just like, fuck this, back to summer. We actually got a good winter. Good on you, nature. Good on you. Maybe you did need to release this COVID shit just to break things up.
Damn,
good
man.
For you.
Spoiled. We got spoiled.
I'm all about this, man. I had a good 4 months of productivity, you know, working on the Z. Got to enjoy the Z a lot. How many burgers I got in the Z? A lot. A lot of fun. I tell you, I destroyed a PT Cruiser like 2 weekends ago. Just randomly, just trying to get hard on me.
You're just like, hey, PT Cruiser with the AC on, fuck you.
It was some young kid. I mean, the AC on wasn't on because it wasn't hot yet. But we were driving, and I could tell that dude was going to try to get cocky because he stayed like 3 car lengths behind me. Mm-hmm. Like for like 8 miles, yo. And I was like, all right, I'm going to get on that highway going north.
That's where we die right here.
Yeah, no kidding. He's desperate fools looking for a place to eat. Anyways, so when I was going to get on the highway and he got in the lane next to mine, you know, so we were both going to turn left to get on the highway. And I was like, this dude's going to want to go after this fucking thing goes green. And he stopped cussing.
Can't, dude.
I need to stop cussing.
That's your trait.
That's not my trait.
Even when you came over last week, they're like, yeah, Jonah was cussing a lot. I'm like, yeah, that's his thing.
Your parents said that?
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I. You know what it is, man? There's no ill will behind the cussing. It's just more like, I don't like saying so now we're, oddly enough, psychologically, my brain has taken over.
My speech impediment, instead of saying and sounding like a dumb fuck, I just say fuck.
Fuck. That's seriously what's happening.
So fuck you.
So anyways, back to my point. So we're sitting there, right? We're sitting there. And the lights, I knew the light was about to go green. And the tension's just building up. And I was like, all right. I had to make sure my boost was on high. Mm-hmm. Make sure my car was in good temperature, good idle.
You had to make sure the boost was on high for a PT Cruiser?
Yeah, dog. Okay. If you're gonna go and race somebody, mm-hmm. You got to give them the most humility that you can by owning them and literally making them feel like lesser men. next to you. That's just a lot of my philosophy in racing, but whatever. So then we go. The light goes green, and I'm like, my first gear kind of sucks. If I punch it in first and I literally take this turn, I'm going to go sideways. There's just no way of going about it. So I got to go past second. I go first, and by then he's like started to accelerate fast because he started me accelerating fast. And I was like, all right, fuck this. Let's do it. Oh, damn, I cussed. I said, damn it, let's do this shit. I cussed three times there, like seconds. The more I'm thinking about doing it, the more I do it. Anyways, and so then I kick into the second. And but by then, this thing's a little piece of junk cockroach. Of course, he's jumped me like a length because he's a tiny, tiny little car. I mean, the car probably weighs as much as he does. And then I'm like, all right. So then I hit the second, and then we're even now. Like, we're about the same speed. And but he's still like two car lengths ahead of me. I was like, this piece of blankety blank. And then I hit third. We're about, I mean, my third is a pretty long gear, dude. I mean, I got to shift at about 80 on third.
Jesus, son.
Yeah. But when that fourth, my fourth gear is the longest gear and the most fun gear, that bitch, oh, damn it, that will go all the way to like probably 120 at least. So then I was just like, click. And the moment I hit fourth, it was like, wah. And I was gone. It was like a scene from The Wraith, which you should watch if you haven't done so already. It's on YouTube. The Wraith, 1985 movie.
That's what it was like, huh?
It was just like that. And then afterwards, he just never appeared again. He just, like, got off the freeway right away.
You just destroyed him.
Yeah, I'm sure his manhood was a little hurt at it. Yeah. Yeah, it's a PC Cruiser, man. What are you going to do? Why are you trying to race a car that actually looks like a legitimate sport car with your car that looks like a fucking lunch pail? Get the fuck out of here. Damn, I cussed three more times. Get out of here with your shit. Get out of here. Your car looks like it should have a sandwich and a soup in it. Get out of here. Come at me when you have a legitimate car.
I mean, yeah, I don't know why he would do that. That's stupid.
You know what the problem is? People got really into those things when they saw the, what's that? Was that Midnight Run? No, Italian Job. Italian Job.
You mean a Mini Cooper?
Oh, yeah, what did I say?
PT Cruiser.
Oh, no, that thing's a piece of shit, too. No, I mean a Mini Cooper. A Mini Cooper. All right. Yeah, a Mini
That's
Cooper.
It's a little better.
Yeah, it had a little exhaust on it. Yeah, but it was... My bad. They both are pieces of shit.
One's a little more respectable.
Fine. It's the one from the Italian
job. Yeah, yeah. That's why when you said PT box. Cruiser, I'm like, what the fuck? Was a 95-year-old lady in it? Like, fuck you.
I was like, you didn't know that. You didn't see her, man. She was fast. She had gloves on and everything. All right,
put
bro.
She put her coronavirus mask on, and I was like, this bitch.
She wants to
she
go.
She wants to go.
She wants these feet.
Like, winner has to give the other one a blowjob. So I got a gummy blowjob.
Dude, have you looked up any of the Rona?
I didn't look up gummy blowjobs.
No. Have you looked up any of the Rona videos on the hub? Have you really?
Because it comes up when I normally, when I go on there. It's like coronavirus.
I haven't done it, but is it like, do they ever remove the mask or do they keep the mask on the whole time?
One keeps the mask on and they're just fucking getting dick. I'm like, what?
You're just like, you should be giving those to hospital employees. Like,
I can't in good conscience watch this because you need to give those to like people who need them.
To like, oh, is that an N95 mask? Yes, it is, doctor.
Oh, yeah.
I think a little bit of us.
That's where we die.
There's no shit. This car just parked perpendicular to us right in front of us.
Don't park right here.
I'm fucking sweating, dog. Anyways.
I have to put the AC on.
Yeah, it's getting warm. Yeah,
it's
man.
It's getting
hotter
hot,
at night. Yeah.
It's getting humid. If it gets any more humid, we're going to start making some fucking Hello Kitty dolls.
I'm like, where's your sewing kit at?
Yeah, man.
Ugh. Oh, man. Jeez. Anyways. Yeah, that's hilarious. No, I mean, have you ever looked at, what was I talking about?
Have you ever looked up... Oh, fuck. Can't think of something.
I lost it. I think we're two steps behind. This heat's getting to me. I was noticing that I was in the garage doing woodworking-ish.
Have you looked up garage porn?
Garage porn. That's the one thing we should try doing, just doing random... What the fuck? What is up with your face?
You're not doing good transitions today.
No, I'm not. It's
You're just saying shit. You're like, so have you ever had... Have you ever looked up big black dicks? I'm like,
you're like, what? Yeah, that's my safe search.
And then the next thing you say is, for research purposes. And I'm like, okay, gotcha.
No. That's what we should do one day is just try putting random things in like a search engine, like a porn search engine, and seeing what comes up. If you're just like Starbucks and like Chase Bank, and just seeing what comes up.
I'm fucking just gonna put typing Kohl's into Pornhub, just so I can remember what a Kohl's look like.
A Kohl's. You know what we should do is look up to see like favorite chains and see how many of them have been remade into like.
Into porn. Everything.
Right? There's got to be porn where they take place in a Starbucks and it's been decorated to look just like a Starbucks. Right?
Yeah.
Or do you think there's just they won't waste a budget on that?
I don't know, man.
You go in and you're like, yeah, is that a Freddy's? Wow, it looks just like a Freddy's. Or did they rent out a Freddy's?
This is Betty's.
Is that Popeye's?
No, this is Popeye's. Oh,
better not get that hot sauce in there. That's not going to be good. Is that Chipotle?
This is Popotle.
I mean, those stainless steel things are sanitary once you clean them, I guess.
My dad didn't know that Chipotle got sued for...
I heard about this again, right?
Poisoning all those people.
What did he do again? I just briefly heard.
For that one time, remember when we were eating all the Chipotle and they didn't have a line in there?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
And we just kept going in there and just kept getting bowls and bowls and bowls and bowls. We were fucking fine. I mean, we're shitting out the normal amount, like, after you eat Chipotle.
I bet you that's why we're not getting the Rona right
now. That's why we're not getting it.
Because we ate those fucked up bowls with that nasty...
With that fucker who didn't wash his hands in the first place.
Thank you for cussing for me.
He just didn't wash his hands. He was just like...
He would go to the bathroom, and then all of a sudden... come back to the line. It's like, yo, wait. There's a step missing in this process. Oh, like, man.
Well, even then, after they cook the meat, you know, they take it out. I don't know if you've ever watched people at Chipotle.
I thought you were about to say, I don't know if you ever watched the meat get taken out.
No. If you ever watched people, like, in the back, like, prepare the food, like, yeah, after the meat cooks, then they put it on there and they cut it up. And so we watched a dude, he took the meat out, and I was like...
You're like raw in his hands.
Yeah, I was like, hey, buddy, man, yo, shouldn't you have gloves on, my homie? He's like, no, I like it better without the gloves. I'm like, no, I don't think that's how it works.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, bro, we all do, but we all take a conscious effort to put the glove on.
Yeah, I'm like, how about we put the glove on? And the next thing we know... Everybody's just shitting blood because this guy didn't want to put...
That wasn't here, though, was it?
It was everywhere, man.
What was the problem with their food now?
Somebody shitted in the meat.
Everywhere?
Everywhere.
What do you mean, out of the app? It happened at the distribution, Chipotle distribution?
Somebody shitted and nutted in the meat.
Jeez. I don't know why you just said shitted, and it's like, oh, right?
But when I say nutted, you're like, oh, well, like, okay.
No. When you said nutted, I was like, oh, why would you do that? You're just like, yeah, okay, I'll risk a coli, but not a nut. It's just like eating ass, right? It's just the same shit.
No, I can't do that. That's how we got here. We started eating bats and shit. Sucking the bat ass.
Sucking the bat ass. That's what you should do at add that to Urban Dictionary. Sucking the bat ass. The reason why Rona busted out in 2019.
Chen Kenichi wanted to try something new.
So I demand that you put that on fucking Urban Dictionary. There's so many things you got to put in Urban Dictionary. You said you were going to do it. You got all the time in the world to do it now, dog.
Leroy said... He was going to try something new. He said he was going to suck the badass.
I still love Chen Kenichi. Where did you come up with that?
Chen Kenichi is an Iron Chef. If you've ever watched the show Iron Chef, the original one from Japan.
That is not right, is it?
Chen Kenichi, Chef Morimoto, and there's one more. I can't remember the other guy. Chen Kenichi is Iron Chef China.
Czech or Chef?
Chef.
Chef Kenichi?
Chen Kenichi. He's Iron Chef China.
I feel fucking racist just typing this into Google. You're fucking right.
I told told you.
Oh, shit. Chen Kenichi, Japanese chef. Yeah. Chen Kenichi, whose name is often romanticized. Chen Kenichi in Japanese, bleh, is a chef best known for his role in the Iron Chef Chinese television series from Chef.
Yep, told you. Fucking, you just got learned, people.
Chen Kenichi. That sounds like the most fucking racist thing I've heard all week. But it's an actual person's name. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. Man, I had like 13 tabs open on my phone's Chrome. What was I getting myself into?
I don't know.
It's like dark web. What's your girl sending pictures of?
I don't know.
What the fuck she sending pictures
of? I think she got a flat.
Is that the edible she promised you? How come that one looks like a demon? What the fuck is she showing you? It looks like a flat, yeah. She got a flat. Tell her to stop picking up drugs at random ass places that start in dirt lots.
I don't think it's flat. Well, I'm going to go fix it right now.
Where's she at?
I don't know, we'll see.
Yeah, man. You tell her she's not supposed to pick up edibles from some shack in the middle of the desert. That's not safe.
No, probably not. Chen but those Kenichi. Are the best ones. Those Man. Are the best ones.
I mean, if you wanted to grow drugs, you probably should go in the middle of the desert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't want your neighbors being like, hey, man, this guy's house, whenever I'm downwind, it always smells like weed. What is going on?
Why are there so many mushrooms in his backyard?
This guy's a straight-up cornucopian. Wait, what?
A cornucopia?
No, what is it called when you're a scientist that can grow shit? What Mark Wahlberg was in that Martian movie.
A farmer.
Look at a Tesla.
Tesla?
Tesla's the way to go, man. The Tesla is the car of the future if you want that sweet, sweet balance between fast, good gas mileage, because, you know, it doesn't use gas, and a straw of an air conditioning. I got to ride at my uncle's again.
I haven't never been in a Tesla.
I got to ride at my uncle's because I remember my uncle's was, the air conditioning wasn't very impressive, but maybe it was just an off
day. Oh, hey, man, speaking of scientists, here's a good question for you.
What?
You know, I'm a grown-ass man, right?
Yes.
So I found that I get more, let's see, what's a good way? I want the coochie more at certain seasons.
Really?
Yes.
Like what? Like winter and you're like, yeah, I want to lay down seed during the winter.
Yes.
But during the summer, my seed is so far up my balls
right.
that I'd rather it not come out of me because otherwise that would make me sweat.
Yeah, maybe it's not just, maybe not whole season and shit, but particular times.
Like, what do you mean? Like,
there's like a good 3-month period where I'm like, I'm good. I'll just nut in the sock.
Really?
Yeah.
And then the other times of the year, you're just like,
I'm like, fuck it, let's go. Like,
I'm about to nut
in everything.
In everything.
Every single thing.
Anything that has a heartbeat is about to get this.
And it's going to get it. It's going to get that dick.
I don't think I experienced that, dog. I'm a goddamn man, so I'm just always like,
you know, I'm fully loaded.
I'm like, your boy's on a dry spell right now, so I'm about to start grinding on that wall over there. That wall has got some ridges, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, damn, that's nasty.
like, that's nasty. Yeah, man, I don't know. I don't think I experienced that, but maybe we'll take a comprehensive survey. We should start a website where we literally just have people come by and do objective, random survey questions for us to mm-hmm. talk about next week on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
you're like, yeah.
Bible verses. But, yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think I've experienced that myself. What was, are your summers, you're just your off time or what?
No, I don't know. It's just like for like a good like 2-month period, I'll be like, eh.
Maybe you hit like a good 2 month period where you're, it's a lot of likes, where you you got a better routine.
Wow.
You get a better routine, and so then you're sleeping better and you're doing all the right shit. You're eating protons from animals, not from gay plants. What? And and so anyways, and so then you got a good routine going, and so then ultimately like your hormone projection is stronger, production is stronger, and so then you're all, that's always hilarious, but then you run the risk of getting bit. But anyways, it's true. So anyways, maybe you just hit a good stride with your routine. Maybe you're working out.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Should be hitting them kettlebells. Get that sperm production up. You know what I'm saying? You'd be shooting out syrup that looks like fucking syrup. Be thick and shit. Like, you know when you go and see like a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Or a Walmart that has a McDonald's in it, and then you're like, yeah, give me some soft serve, and you see them like fucking putting on the cone, and it's just like
And then they
pull it down to disconnect the ice cream from the cone.
That little like connection.
Yeah, man, that thick.
Wow,
you know what I'm saying?
That is a frothy ass.
Hey, man, that's why. There's a reason why Elmer's glue is the consistency that it is. You want shit to stick.
I don't know if I want it that thick, man. That's not a battle rope. That's a frothy rope.
You feel those cannon shots for sure. You know what I'm saying? This
like you feel it right at the root.
Yeah, man. Because ultimately, your body's gotta like push harder to get those things out. You know what I'm saying? So everything's getting muscle workout. So all of a sudden, you start noticing that your taint's got like muscles on it. You're like, what's going on here? What's happening here? Why is everything getting yoked? Testosterone, dog. I'm sure that's how Brock Lesnar is. He's probably got like a fire hose of a taint. You know what I'm saying? He's just like
that I would agree with.
You know what I'm saying?
He probably looks like that handicap sign right there.
Oh shit.
Nasty.
I'm just saying, man. That's what you gotta do. You gotta get your testosterone levels up high.
Uh-huh.
And you gotta get nice and juicy to attract the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm.
And then you gotta really just do your normal routine of just going, getting good sleep. Getting good animal-based protons.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's it, man. And you'll be shooting out cannons left and right. We should come up for a saying for this. You'll be shooting out Frosties. The problem with Frosties is that, you know, Wendy's Frosties.
The brown.
Okay, you're right. That is the major problem there with that one.
I made
the connection more with the fact that they're cold, so it's not the same thing. It's almost the opposite of what happens.
Warm honey.
honey's fucking thick, yo. Honey's like, all right, man, you might need to fucking squeeze that out yourself. You know what I'm saying? Honey's too thick. Honey's like peanut butter. Peanut butter, you can turn it upside down. It's not coming out.
You might. Why are you gross? Why are we going on about this?
Because I don't know. I'm stuck on the topic.
I asked you a health question. You're going on about consistency of nut rope. Of nut butter.
Nut butter. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Fucking baby butter. Batter.
Baby batter. That's also a good one. That's a decent consistency. All right. That's fucking it. I'm tired.
Fuck is wrong with
you? I'm tired, man. That's what happened. I've been working my ass off lately. Woodworking and projects and all kinds of shit. You have no idea how fucking productive I am. You have no idea how good my yard looks. My yard looks good, dog. I cut the grass. I hand trim my tree, trim the bushes. I'm on top of shit right now, dude. If Home and Garden wasn't around doing anything right now in relation to their piece of shit magazine, they'd be like, yo, man. How'd you get this situated the way it is? I'm like, hey, man, it's having fucking Mexican DNA.
All right, here's a funny story. So, we'll end with this. Funny story. So, I got some fucking chicken nuggets from Burger King.
Why?
Because it's fucking hungry.
You trying to get the Rona?
First thing, those chicken nuggets from Burger King are not chicken.
No, none of them are.
I'm pretty sure it's some sort of rat cartilage.
I don't understand why people think nuggets come from a chicken. It's no. Like, do you think somebody took a chicken, a dead chicken, and just took like a cookie, what are those things called?
Cutter.
A cookie, yeah, a cookie cutter, just fucking stabbed them with it and just pulled out a nugget? That's not how it's made, man.
It's a fucking... It's like rat cartilage or tiger cartilage or something.
Fucking disgusting.
Oh. Fucking tiger tail, lizard tail, something, man. I don't know. But I was starving, so it did the trick. So I told Black Mystery Girl, I'm like, hey, take the nuggets out the bag because we got some for somebody else too. And so she starts fucking getting into my pants. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, you said take the nuggets out the bag.
That's pretty funny.
I'm like, you're fucking stupid. I meant the chicken nuggets. She's like, oh. She's like, well, why are you getting mad at me? You said take the nuggets out the bag. I was like, you're stupid.
You'd be like, why are you there, though?
I'm like, well, you can continue what you're doing.
But also, get those chicken nuggets out.
Get those chicken nuggets out. I need fuel.
Clean hand.
Yeah, don't mix those up. Don't want ball sweat on my chicken nuggets.
You're like, oh, I smell that taint on your hand. Fuck yeah,
tastes a little extra tangy.
Fuck.
I don't want tang on my rat cartilage.
I like my tiger cartilage pure.
Yeah. I want to taste the fear.
Oh, all right, man. That's it. That's it. That's all. That's our hour. That's all we got. Shout out to Boski. I've been listening to his podcast. I'm on top of it, dog. His baseball podcast. He
says it's about football.
Baseball, man. Baseball.
He says about soccer.
I'd be like, it's about rugby.
It's about swimming. It's
shout out to Boski. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny because they're so into baseball. But it's like, yo. If there's a way to play one-on-one baseball, I don't all y'all. I'm saying it right now. All three from your...
There is a way to play one-on-one
baseball. How do you play one-on-one baseball?
Well, he would throw the ball and you would try to hit the ball. In fact, most of baseball is one-on-one.
No. How do you hit and do the runs and get somebody out? There's no way of doing that with a one-on-one.
Most of it is just you.
No, it isn't.
You can't hit the ball.
But if I hit
the ball,
right,
then that's pretty much it.
Oh, then all right. Then I'll own all of you guys.
Fucking stupid.
Because first of all, Boski, you're not a pitcher. Ruben, I'll own you. You are a pitcher. I'll still own you. And fuck, I can't remember the other dude's name. It's an abbreviation. Start with the D. I don't know what base you play, but I'm just saying, I'll own all three of you. I'm hella competitive. So before this, I'm going to need about 6 months to get on a stack, though, and practice a little bit.
you need that rock stack.
Right. I'm gonna come by. They'd be like, yo, where's the Jonathan? That's not Jonathan. I'm like, I'm going to look like the Rock.
My name is Everest.
Dude, can you believe this motherfucker? The Rock looks more yoked now than he ever did. Yeah.
When he was actually doing physical competition.
Yeah.
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 Strange.
Also, we need a live count. You know how there's like a countdown to the new year?
Mm-hmm.
We need a live count to all the new Rona babies. Because you know what's going to happen. The Rock even talked about it. He's talking about he's practicing making babies right now. So there's going to be an influx of Rona babies. Just like there was the baby boomers and the whatevers. Whenever there was a boom. It's going to be a boom. Oh, y'all, use condoms, please.
I'll be ready for...
All you dumb fucks, use condoms.
I'll be ready for Rona round two.
Wintertime. Winter
2020. Rona part two.
Dude, can you imagine Rona 20 is going to be the winter? You're literally going to have June, July, August, September, October, and then you're just going to back to Rona. This is why people should be saving their money after they get back to work.
Rona part two. Rona part duh. Revengeance.
Instead of like a green little cell of Rona, it's gonna be like a red one.
You thought you could kill me.
But I came back.
I came back for revenge. Hey,
man. That's the way to do it, dude.
That's how you gotta do it.
All right, see you guys next week.